Joe, would you take one of these? And Danny, would you take one of these? If y'all will just kind of stand down here in the front, and I want to use these for just a minute tonight. What I want to speak on is found in the 100th Psalm. As we were praying for Norma a few moments ago, and Norma, we love you, and our prayers are with you, and God loves you, and He is the great physician, and we are praying for your days to come, that God would just be with you. I know He's walking with you during this valley and during this time that you're going through, but I know He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. But He is that present help in time of trouble. God bless you. In the 100th Psalm for this evening, I just want to speak for a few minutes on Thanksgiving. We're just right around the corner from Thanksgiving in a few weeks. And I don't know what's on your Thanksgiving list, what you would desire of the Lord to be on your list of what you're thankful for tonight. But I want you to notice the psalm says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. If tonight in the world with some 7 billion or 7.5 billion people in the world tonight, if you could imagine all the 193 countries that are in the United Nations, there are some 203 countries, other people say, depending on which ones you count. But if all of the nations of the world tonight would make a joyful shout to the Lord, as the psalm says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. We learned this morning that God is the true ruler of the universe. He is the sovereign of the universe. He said, there is no other. He said, I am the Lord, and there is no other. No wonder Scripture would say, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. And then verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Tonight, let me ask you a question. What are you thankful for as Danny and Joe have these microphones? If you'd like to just give just a sentence of what you're thankful for, would you just stand wherever you are and they'll come by right over there, Sylvia Dobbs. Just a sentence. Keith, if you'll stand after Sylvia finishes, just give us this one sentence of what you're grateful and thankful for tonight.
I survived with God's grace one whole year of cancer. And thank you to my praying church.
Amen. Thank you, Sylvia. Keith?
I just want to give God the praise for I found a place to live and I moved in today.
Amen, Keith. God bless you, buddy. Been praying for you. Who else has something that you're grateful for, you're thankful for? Right over here. Shirley.
I'm so thankful for our grandson, Caden, and his decision today.
Amen. For Caden's decision to receive Christ. Somebody else that's thankful tonight, right over here, Joe Bobby High.
I'm thankful for a praying church that believes in prayer, which was evident tonight, and I appreciate that.
Amen. Thank you, Bobby. Somebody else, what are you thankful for? What are you, right here, Nora.
I'm sorry. I am so grateful and thankful that the good Lord has given me 76 years to enjoy my grandchildren and my children.
Amen.
And I will not shed a tear when God takes me.
Amen.
I am ready.
Amen. God bless you, Nora.
Thank you.
What a wonderful testimony. Artie Joe?
I'm thankful for the cross and my salvation and the Lord Jesus Christ that came to save us all.
Amen.
To spend eternity with Him.
Amen. Somebody else, what are you grateful for tonight? What are you thankful for? Right back there, Sharon Hobson. Sharon's been dealing with a lot of visual issues, and God bless you, Sharon. Been praying for you.
I don't know if I can say it in just one sentence, Randy.
We'll say it in two then.
I'm friends with a lot of the people in this church on Facebook, and most of them know that I got pretty down when you think your eyesight might be lost. And they prayed. They assured me they were praying, and I felt it. And I don't have perfect eyesight, but at least I can see where I know some can't.
Amen. Thank you, Sharon. God bless you. Somebody else, what are you grateful for? Are you thankful for your family? Are you thankful for your health? Are you thankful for salvation? Are you thankful for your church? Are you thankful for the next meal? Ruthie, right over there.
It's hard for me to say it in one sentence.
You say it in two or three.
But let me tell you, when God brought me to New Hope Baptist Church, in the early days of the newness of this church, God knew He had a plan for my life. And the plan has unfolded, and every day it gets sweeter and sweeter with the Lord Jesus. I love this body of believers. I love you as my pastor. I just can't praise God enough for bringing me here. He has blessed my family richly, and He will continue to do that because I have the love and the prayer of this family behind me. And I just can't praise Him enough. Praise God for New Hope Baptist Church West.
Thank you, Ruthie. All right, right over here, Lita.
We are so thankful that we are in a praying church. And Johnny's had his ups and downs the last year, and God was right there with us. We could feel it. We knew people were praying for us. A lot of them told us. A lot of them we knew they were, even if we didn't know it. And that's a comfort, and we're just thankful we have that.
All right, thank you, Lita. Somebody else, what are you thankful for tonight? Right over here, who was that? Hester, right here, Joe.
I know that our Lord gives us miracles from time to time. And ever since June 8, 1976, my Lord took the cigarette habit away from me after 30 years. I've never regretted it, and I've thanked Him every day that He would do that. You people that smoke cigarettes don't know what you're doing, because first one I smoked was dumbness, second one was just double dumbness. But I can breathe, and I don't have bronchitis 2 or 3 months apart, and so on. So for 33 years, I've enjoyed smoke-free life. And I thank God for every day of it.
Amen. Thank you, Hester. Anybody else have something you want to share right here? All right, Pumpkin.
I am grateful that God looked down in 1976 and thought, this unlovable girl is lovable to me. And I was saved that night at a lay renewal weekend at First Baptist Church in Duncan, Oklahoma. And I love the Lord. He's been so good to me since 1976.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pumpkin. Anybody else? Don't want to pass over anybody. Right over there, Kaylin Hart. All right. Kaylin, God bless you. She's recovering from major surgery at MD Anderson Hospital in Houston. And I'm grateful she's here with us tonight.
Thank you, Randy. Sorry. It's hard for me to stand up. And I want to thank y'all all for the prayers that y'all sent my way and the cards I got in the mail. It meant everything in the world to me. And I'm so thankful that God has blessed me and taken my cancer away and that I can keep on living and watch my little boy grow up.
Amen. Thank you, Kaylin. Amen. Isn't God good? Amen. God's good all the time, isn't He? Amen. Well, let me just share quickly in closing tonight. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. You know, if someone said this past week there are 173 million Christians in America. 173. Well, there are some 340 or 50 million people in America, depending on what stats you look at. If 173 million profess to be Christians, then what does Christianity look like to the other 175 million out there in America that do not know Christ as their personal Lord and Savior? The psalmist said, serve the Lord with gladness. Every time you and I come to the house of God, we ought to be excited, amen? We ought to be thankful. We ought to be grateful that we can walk and talk and move and have our being. As you listen to Sharon's testimony back there about her visual issues. You listened to Norma's testimony there about what she's experiencing right now with cancer. You listened to what Kaylin said back there, how that she's going to be able to see her little boy grow up. Listen to Sylvia. She went through a time, a year of treatment. You think about serving the Lord with gladness, coming before His presence with singing. Let me tell you, you may say, well, I really can't sing. I really don't have a voice to sing. Let me tell you, you can lift up your voice in praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that's what we ought to do. As I look around at a lost world, I often wonder, what does my countenance look like to a lost world? When I mentioned this morning that Denzel Washington made the statement, as he looked around in a very vitriolic world that you and I live in, a very ugly society where there's so much ugly things that are being said, and he said, I blame no one. I just look in the mirror. And I thought how true that is. What do people see that are lost when they look in your face and my face? Do they see the joy of the Lord? Do they see excitement in the air? Let me tell you, life is filled with trials. Life is filled with tribulations. Life will be filled with these kinds of things until Jesus comes again and sets up His earthly kingdom upon this earth, where there'll never be any more of those things that you and I experience. When we come to church, I think about the people that would love to be here tonight. Maxine's sister, Jerry Riddle. Mac, Jerry's what, 92? Is that right? I think she's 92 years old. She can no longer come to church, but oh, how she misses church. And I just think about all the people out there that are physically able to come to church. And I just think whenever we enter His presence, we ought to do it with gladness of heart. We ought to do it and give of our best to the Master. And the psalmist was so grateful in verse 3. He says, know that the Lord, He is God. We looked at that passage in Isaiah this morning where God said, I am the Lord. There is no other. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Let me tell you, when you look at the pasture land out there of the world around us, our own little Judea here in Duncan, our own little world out there in Stevens County tonight, we are the sheep of His pasture. And people ought to be able to look at each one of us and see something to identify with that would be comely of being made in the image of Almighty God. Notice what he says in verse 4, enter into His gates. How? With thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Let me tell you, until something happens generally in our life, as health begins to decline, or something happens in our family or with our children or with our grandchildren, let me tell you, sometimes we do not have grateful and thankful hearts. We don't miss the electricity until there's a power outage somewhere. We don't miss the water until the wells run dry. And then we respond so often with such negativity. He said, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful tonight. I'm grateful tonight. As Norma said a few moments ago, she said, I've had a good life for 76 years. I've got to watch my children. I've got to be with my grandchildren. And she said, when it's time to go, I'm ready. To everything, there's a season there. Is a time to every purpose under heaven. A time we're born, a time we die. Or as you and I understand it as Christians, we just close our eyes here and say good morning up there, as the old song says. we'll say good night here, but good morning up there. When you enter his gates, do you enter them with thanksgiving? Do we come to church with thankful hearts, grateful hearts, loving hearts? Or do we come to church with critical hearts, critical spirits that creates negativity within the body of Christ? You see, Satan loves nothing better than for God's people to come to fellowship with the spirit of negativity that the psalmist said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Do you praise the Lord tonight? The psalmist said, be thankful to him and bless his name. And then in verse 5, he sums it up by saying, for the Lord is good. Let me tell you, God is always good. Amen. Even though his ways are beyond our ways, his thoughts are beyond our thoughts, God is always good. It would go against the character of Almighty God not to be good. For God sees not only the upper side of the tapestry of life, but he sees the underside as well. And when he created every human being that he's ever created, he created each with a purpose unique to each one of us. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And notice this last phrase, and his truth endures to all generations. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but God said, my word will remain forever. Amen. Aren't you grateful? Aren't you thankful for a loving Heavenly Father that with all of the billions of people that have ever lived, that he knows you individually, he knows you by name, he knows you by your needs, and he said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am a present help to you in time of trouble. Would you stand as we pray together? Father God, we thank you.